Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hop Ons podcast. This is a special, exclusive, it's not exclusive, episode of the Hop Ons podcast. John, we have some distressing news about a show that I think you and I both like. I don't mind speaking for you here. I think you like Arrested Development. John, we have information about Arrested Development, but this is not good information. So Netflix, the streaming service that produced seasons 4 and 5 of Arrested Development, on March 14th of this year, 2023, they will remove all of Arrested Development, including seasons 4 and 5, from their streaming platform. Now, this is not necessarily a problem for seasons 1, 2, and 3, because Netflix, they had non-exclusive distribution rights, which is one of the reasons why it's on Hulu or Amazon. Someone could buy physical copies, but they had, and they currently have, and they will have exclusive distribution rights for seasons 4 and 5. But John, after March 14th, a little under a month from now, if someone wanted for some reason to go watch seasons 4 and 5, that includes Fateful Consequences, they cannot do that.
Yeah, it's true, Colin. Thanks for letting me talk. It's me, John.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I just went right into it, man.
Patiently.
I just went right into it.
Yeah, this sucks.
We have no time.
This sucks. This is,
we need to hurry so we can go and watch more Arrested Development.
I don't know if this sucks. Season 4 is so bad. Well, the thing is, here's the thing.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of digital media. I mean, of physical media. I buy a lot of physical stuff. I like to have it. People are like, now are showing that they'll buy stuff on Amazon, and then like a year later, Amazon's like, we lost the rights, we don't have it anymore. Even though you've paid for it digitally, you don't have it anymore, which I think is fucking insane. Like, I bought Garth Marenghi's Dark Place on Amazon, and I'm just waiting for them to say, you can't have it anymore, and I'll have to burn down Jeff Bezos' house. But this is a prime example of why everything needs a physical release. There are people that still buy a lot of physical stuff, and if you're a completionist, this is a bummer. If you are a fan of Arrested Development, I recommend you watch these seasons. Don't watch the remix. that is not necessary at all. But I think watch these and retain as much as you can, because you want to finish the story, right? I think.
Yeah, I mean, one could. And I think that's what's really interesting about this, John. I agree with you. I know you're someone who really likes having physical media. That makes a kind of sense to me. I think this does introduce some interesting possibilities where, and let us be frank, someone will probably buy distribution rights to this. But I guess the point is, those distribution rights, most of them, at least as I understand it, they have a kind of expiration date. So unless whomever buys it next actually produces physical media, which I can't imagine they would, why would they spend money doing that? This will be a consistent, and I think you were speaking to that with the Garth Marenghi digital episodes that you purchased. This will be just a consistent problem, right?
Yeah.
How will we have access, if we are so inclined to want it, how will we have access to seasons 4 and 5 of Arrested Development? And so I think it's interesting, because I think it also creates the potential where, I don't know, maybe people in the future, and when I say the future, this could be 4 or 5 years from now, think of Arrested Development as just the first 3 seasons.
Yeah.
And then seasons 4 and 5 really become these, at least as understood by people who really like the show, as maybe these, like maybe quasi-canonical, canon-adjacent seasons.
Yeah.
Because season 3 has a kind of end, you know?
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah.
I think it's... I would love to know why. I would love to know why they're dumping seasons 4 and 5. Because it's a Netflix original. Like, they paid for the production of it.
Yeah, this is important.
I don't know why you would dump it. I guess... Are you still paying Hurwitz money for it, and it's just not getting viewership anymore? I don't know why you would dump something that you produced. I think that's insanity to me. But at the same time, HBO, you know, has and the HBO Max has dumped so much Warner Brothers stuff just trying to save money. So I'm sure there's something tied up. And the rights there, Netflix is not doing the best right now. I think they're losing money because they do one season of a show, and even though it has a following, it doesn't have like Stranger Things numbers, so they dump it. And they're doing that over and over and over and over and over, and it's just spending exorbitant amount of money when not as much money is coming in. You know, I think they're losing their ass with this password sharing stuff, so maybe they just need to dump stuff that's not really getting viewership anymore. And that's what they that's what they went with. I can't imagine seasons 1, 2, and 3 are not being watched, though. They're so good. They're so rewatchable.
Yeah, yeah. And it's also important to mention, because you're right, Netflix, they revived the show. They produced seasons 4 and 5, especially season 4. When they produced it, this was one of the first original pieces of content that Netflix produced. To that point, I'm thinking, what, House of Cards, right? That was an
probably
early,
that
was an early Netflix original. To that point, they operated exclusively as a distribution hub. That's all they were. They just got you content that someone else produced. And then, of course, they started, like Disney has done, like Amazon has done, etc. They started producing their own content, and Arrested Development was one of those tentpole properties. And I suppose this, for me at least, John, and you can tell me what you think about this, this reminds me that all of this digital media, its existence is so precarious. I don't think any of us, even a couple of years ago, would have thought Netflix would ever dump Arrested Development, if for no other reason than it was one of the pillars upon which they built their production and original content distribution wing.
Yeah.
But now it's just, it doesn't seem to matter. And I suppose part of the problem as well, there was always this assumption that there would be endless numbers of people who would continue to register for Netflix, just endless growth, right? Which this is like the capital F fallacy of capitalism, right? Endless growth, endless growth, endless growth. And I think we're seeing with a lot of these streaming companies just how wildly unbelievable of an idea that is. Endless growth cannot exist. That's an impossibility. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't know the impetus, John. I agree with you. I don't know why they would do this. I cannot imagine it costs that much, but clearly it's a significant amount, you know?
Yeah. If you want to, you can get season 4 digitally on Amazon right now for $20 for the whole season. Season 5 you can't get anywhere because it's relatively new. It's like 2016. Is that when they came out?
Yeah.
Something like that?
2019, 2020.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Season 5?
I was still living in Abingdon when we did season 5, right? Was it that soon? Check. Was it that recent?
Well, maybe it was 2018 then. 2018, 2019?
Maybe.
You have a computer in front of you.
Oh, I do. Hold on. I'm hacking the mainframe.
I just had to, yeah.
I'm hacking the Arrested Development mainframe. Let's see. 2019. Holy shit. Yeah, 2018, 2019. Wow.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I remember nothing. I remember the end. I remember
that
how
might
it
be
ended.
The reason why, yeah. This might actually answer our question, right? Why are they?
It's one of those things, again, I would watch it to get it over with, and then you don't have to watch it anymore. Yeah, wow. Is this the one with the wall? That's season 4.
Well, it's also season 5
because you're right.
One of the things we
fake
talked
block.
About is how season
fake
5.
Block.
Yeah. Yeah, they actually continue season 4 in season 5 instead of just jumping ahead in time and starting whole new narratives. John, I think the last thing I would want to ask you is this. How does this make you feel knowing that a show that's so incredibly important to you in a couple of weeks, even if you, and I think you're right, seasons 4 and 5 are not the best, but now you don't even have an option to really watch
them. Yeah, sure.
How does that make you feel?
Yeah, I think it is. It is very sad. It's. I do feel that in the next 5-6 years there'll be another like sort of renaissance of the show, and another streaming service will pick it up. I can't imagine it lingers too long. It's a show that meant a lot to pop culture, especially that the fans were able to bring it back, which is apart from like Family Guy. At the time was really unheard of. Now a lot of people do that. Like a lot of shows like Veronica Mars came back for a movie. Frasier's coming back, which is fucking insane to me.
Let's not talk about that. I do not want to talk about that. So,
but yeah. It does sadden me, but I would not think it's for long. And I'm also very happy that I have the seasons on DVD. Yeah. How about you?
Yeah. I need to double check to ensure that I have those. And again, it's important to remember Netflix does not have exclusive distribution rights for seasons 1, 2, and 3. So those might exist in perpetuity for a variety of different streaming services.
Yeah.
But yeah, it saddens me a little only because, John, this year, I don't think you knew this because we haven't talked about this. Later this year, maybe in September, this will mark the 20th anniversary of the pilot episode airing on Fox.
20 years?
2003. Yeah. So it has been 20 years since.
Oh my God.
The show started. Yeah, I know.
I've grown so wary.
You have you're basically dust at this point. You're so brittle. Yeah.
20 years ago. Oh my God.
This year is the 20 year anniversary. And I guess this feels very consistent with the Bluth family. The year of their 20th anniversary is the year they like evaporate into a kind of oblivion. At least seasons 4 and 5 do. That does not surprise me because that feels pretty consistent with this show. That it's always something that we're chasing to some degree, hoping to get our hands on, get our arms around, keep around, as you said. You know, keep it alive, I guess. So
yeah, if right now I would go buy the DVDs and just have them. It's a show that really, like, I built friendships on by passing that DVD collection around. I can remember sharing those, and that was a very big deal. So you owe it to yourself to own those and always have them at the ready. It's like the best warm hug of a show if you're having a down day. I highly recommend it.
Sure, I agree. And I guess, John, we can close by saying, someone, save our Bluths again for a second time.